Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, Kedushin 31. On today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us the story of Dama ben Nesina. Dama ben Nesina was an idolater, and the sages requested, Bikshu mimenu chachamim avanam le'efo, they requested money for the ephod, for the garment of the Kohen Gadol, and they were willing to pay 600,000 coins for it, and some say even 800,000. But Hayam Mafteach, Rav Kana said even 800,000, but Hayam Mafteach Munach Tachos Mirosh Yosef. But the key was under Dama ben Nesina's head, the head of his father. And so Vavot Ziro, he didn't want to harass him to wake him up. Hoshana Acheres, the next year, Nasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Scharo, God paid back Dama ben Nesina a reward, Shinoldo Para Duma Be'edro, his flock gave birth to a red heifer. And it was obviously very rare, a red heifer. So we're worth a lot of money. So the Chachma Yisrael came to him and they said, Yodeani b'chem shani mevakech mechem kol mamon shabaom. He said, I know I can request all the money in the world and you'd have to pay it for me. He says, I'm only going to request the money that I lost because I was giving honor to my father, because he understood that he was given this red heifer as a reward for the mitzvah of honoring his father. Why specifically red heifer? So Rashi in the Gemara tells us, Rashi in the Chumash tells us that the red heifer in Chukas is coming to atone for the sin of the golden calf. Like if there's a child who makes a palace dirty, the king says to the mother, go clean up for your child. So too the red heifer is cleaning up for the golden calf, who's her child. So too we see from here that Dama ben Nesina is being given a red heifer to teach us, listen, the mitzvah paraduma is about all that a mother does to clean up for her child. So you have to honor your mother. That's because you honored your mother properly, who does everything in the world for you. That's why you're given a red heifer.